More sad news yesterday. Just a day after Carrie Fisher passed away, her mother, Debbie Reynolds, has died. Reynolds was an iconic star of movies, television, and the stage. She was admitted yesterday to a hospital in Los Angeles after suffering a stroke. Reynolds was 84 years old, and NPR's Netta Ulaby has our remembrance.
Debbie Reynolds was a teenager when she starred in the movie that made her a screen sensation. The female lead of what would become one of the most beloved MGM musicals did not know how to dance when she was cast. Reynolds had studied gymnastics, but for the movie, she practiced tap dancing for up to 14 hours at a time. For the cameras, though, Debbie Reynolds smiled and smiled.
Good morning, good morning.
Everything was hard, you know, all the dance steps and Gene Kelly.
Co-star Gene Kelly was 20 years older. He played Reynolds' love interest, and he choreographed the movie. A few years ago, Reynolds told NPR Kelly was exacting. He made her dance until her feet bled.
But I did it, God was with me, and I learned a great deal from Mr. Kelly.
Over the course of a career stretching decades, Debbie Reynolds would star in more than 50 movies, 2 Broadway shows, and 2 TV series. She recorded Tammy, a number one hit single, in 1957.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above.
She was born Mary Frances Reynolds in El Paso, Texas. Her father worked on the railroad. After the family moved to California, a talent scout spotted Reynolds at a beauty pageant and whisked her to MGM. There, the teenager attended a studio school with a young Elizabeth Taylor. The two Washington's became fast friends. Later, so did their husbands.
Yes, we were all buddies, you know. We traveled together, went to Europe together. We were riding the high life.
A nation of movie fans was shocked when Reynolds' husband, singer Eddie Fisher, left her for Elizabeth Taylor. His daughter with Reynolds, actress Carrie Fisher, explained that scandal in more contemporary terms during a 2008 appearance on NPR.
My mother and father were the Brad and Jennifer of their generation.
And they stirred up as much publicity as Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston would later on. But Debbie Reynolds kept on working.
Debbie Reynolds gives one of the most fabulous performances in screen history as Molly Brown.
She was nominated for an Oscar for the unsinkable Molly Brown, and she starred in How the West Was Won. In the meantime, Reynolds married again to a wealthy man with a gambling problem.
He lost all of his money, which was millions, and mine. I guess he ran out.
Then the third husband, who treated her terribly and also took her money.
Well, I guess he needed more. Do I sound bitter? No, I shouldn't do that.
But Reynolds was indomitable. She had a solo cabaret show in Las Vegas and bought a hotel there. She was a philanthropist whose causes ranged from mental illness to the Girl Scouts. She laughed about how her daughter Carrie portrayed her in books and movies. Their relationship was at first strained, then supportive. Later, Reynolds would play a mom to everyone from Albert Brooks to Deborah Messing in the TV show Will and Grace. And she was an excellent Hollywood gossip. About Frank Sinatra?
Well, he was a great kisser, very sweet.
They kissed in the 1955 movie The Tender Trap. And Fred Astaire, who she adored, although Reynolds was nervous when they had to dance together in a 1961 movie.
So he said, "Now, Debbie, don't be nervous, and I'll just guide you. You just relax and fly with me." And we just flew around the table, and I didn't dance. I just flew.
After his mother's death, Todd Fisher said yesterday that Debbie Reynolds wanted to be with Carrie.
That's our colleague Netta Ulaby.